Obviously, these are marks that they remember. These must have been famous bridges. Like, you know, you say them in America, George Washington Bridge. Everyone knows what it is. It's certain bridges. What bridge here? The Sydney Harbour Bridge. Sydney Harbour Bridge. No, there's not at all. It says in one place they dismantled the bridge and moved it further north. Why they dismantled the bridge doesn't say. Maybe a hurricane. Is Shaykh any hurricanes up in that part of the world? I don't know. In Iraq? Yeah, the Middle East is a big area. In Iraq, okay. We're up to Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph Pesach Sheni Tavshin Ayin Vav. Four lines of the pop. Amud Aleph Pesach Pop. Machleik is liyuchsin. The same machleik is that we have regarding yuchsin, regarding the boundaries of Bavel. Kach machleik is liinyin gittin, regarding gittin as well. By gittin, we learn that if you bring a get from anywhere in the world to Israel, you have to say before nine nechta, before nine nechta, but it's not from Bavel. What's the boundaries of Bavel? The same thing we had before. But Rabbi Yisrael says, no, machlekes liyuchsi. When it comes to yuchsin, I agree, there's a machlekes. Aval legitin. But when it comes to gittin, David Hakel, everyone agrees, ad arba tenyona de gishra, until the second bridge. There's a pool of water over there, and there's a bunch of reeds growing there, and over there, tenyona de gishra. There were two swamps, one on top of the bridge and below the bridge, and right there. Okay, obviously they weren't familiar with these places. We had a Pamir de la Sata, a Pamir de la Ela. Yeah, talking about it. Rabbi said, Chabil Yama, there's a place called Chabil Yama, Tchelosa de Bavel, is the jewel of Bavel for Yuchsin, and it must be a suburb of somewhere. Shunya the Guvia. Within Chavul Yema, the gem over there, the pearl over there, is what the most beautiful part is. Is a Shunya and Guvia. Ravina Amar also includes Tzur, another neighborhood. Tanya Amar, we learn Chanan ben Pinchas Yema. Chanan Pinchas says Chavul Yema is Tchelos of the Bavel, and Shunya veGuvia with Tzur is Tchelos of the Chavul Yema. Amar a Papa says a Papa. But today, Today, Kusoyim got moved into the city and started marrying into the families. So, the Chayda, it should no longer be acceptable, and you have to do your investigations if you're marrying a family there. Now, but all these investigations, Taita says yesterday, we're talking about a Kohen, not just Stam for Yisrael. For Stam Yisrael, if anybody walks into a city and says, I'm a Yid, we believe him. You don't have to do any investigations. Whenever you say investigations, as Taita says, only for Kohen. We'll talk about it more in the next few days. The Gemara disagreed with Papa. Itzahu the boy Menayu. The Kusoyim Taka came to town. They were looking for girls. But nobody let them marry into the family. So what are they looking? Nobody wanted them marry in the families. No, because they were Kusoyim. No, who are Kusoyim? You're a Papa. Rashi brings a modern pshat. Yeah, so maybe later on they moved out. Rashi brings over here a modern pshat that he doesn't like, but he brings it as a pshat. That our papa wanted to marry a woman from this town. They refused. They didn't think he was worthy enough, so he started spreading rumors about them that they're all no good because of Kusai. And then Rashi says, Vekosha ben Elohim came. But Tosis says, Tosis is a stronger like. Look at Tosis. It's a boy, Menayvel Yovel. Second Tosis on top of the page. And that's why he's Moti Laz, because some Kusoi wanted to marry in. However, the Yesh Mephoshim, the Koya, that Papa himself wanted to marry, and they didn't want him to allow him to marry, so therefore he spread rumors. Lainihida, the Chas Vesholim, Sheyala, Bedaita, Sheloi, Sadik, Lahoiti Laz, Aleim, Sheloi Kedin. God forbid that he should do it. Strong. Rashi just says, Lainihida. No, he took his personal affront. They didn't want to marry him, so he made up a story. He concocted a story. How can only a Russia does that? Only a Russia. How can it about anybody? Because you did something wrong to me, I have to create a story about the whole city. I mean, so, I'm saying, but Rashi just said, "Vekosha be'ein aloy mekein." Taisa is a fighter. Okay, back to the Gemara. My Chavul Yama, what's his place? Chavul Yama, Rapapa, Zuporas de Bursi. This is on the Euphrates River, there's a place called Bursi. And that's where it is. Oh, God, but there was a person. Obviously, they all knew these places. These are famous cities. Today, everything disappeared. The whole thing is different. But even in the time of then,
between wars and takeovers.
But one of the cities were destroyed, and Hadoi was destroyed. Hadoi was destroyed. Afterwards, had Surah Bubadis. It was no longer Shiva. After Shmuel, it was no longer because it was a big war. And if I remember correctly, you know, I guess Mr. Brennan, it says there that it was completely destroyed. Yeah, but not in Hadoi. Hadoi was completely destroyed.
Within these 400-year spaces, things changed very, very
much. Eden lived there for 800 years, till the end of the Goyin, of High Goyin. They write it, who God was a person, Namalu says, I know, I mean, Shait Meshit. A guy came along and said, I am from a place called Shait Meshit. I'm going to be Shon Afra, Raglav Amar. Shait Meshit, this city, Bein Hanahoris Aymedis, is between the two rivers, the Euphrates and the.
And
what he called it. And the Tigris, so therefore the Chayt is good. Freddy Gemara Vichy, Bein Hanahoris Aymedis. What are you talking about? Is it between there? My habit, so what do we do, Lepoil? Because we know it's not between those two rivers. I'm going to buy a bias, I'm going to buy a Chomarok, I'm going to buy a Shabachanina, Bein and Hodas, Hareyu Kigayla Yuchsin. That between the rivers are considered like Kigayla, like Yuchsin. It's like, it's like what? It's like par bubble, and it's all right. Goyla means like bubble. It's good. So the Hechikaima, we know it's not between two rivers. So where exactly is this place, Shait Mashat? I'm going to you know where it is. It's Me'idikira. It's a place on the Euphrates River that's higher than everything that we said before, higher than the bridge and higher than the Machlek, Rabbi, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, higher than all those three. So, Rabbi Yechon, Admavar to the Gizm, Rabbi Yechon, who's the most northern point of Iraq, said that they only go to this place called Mavar to the Gizm. And this place is even more north than that. Ritzu and Nafkam, there was a little strip of land like we had in Etzirah Zawon Gittin, a little strip of land that continued more north. They were talking about, you know, a wide expanse of land. But if you want to go to a wide expanse of land, but if you go in a narrow strip, it goes even more north. Rav Ika, the son of Avin, said the name of Chananel, said the name of Rav Chalza, in a place called Chalza. There's a river called Chalza. And there's a place called Nihavanar. Hareyugelior is considered like bubble for Yuchsin. Amale Abaye Abaye said, Loi Tzitzisalei. Do not listen to him. That Yevamahi, the Nafalahasam, he has a vested interest. His sister-in-law lives in that city, and he has to marry Lebach. He wants to make sure that nobody in any way, he doesn't tarnish his reputation. So he went up first and he said, you should know that these towns are all kosher 100%. So when they're going to marry her, in no way am I going to taint my kids. His brother died. Oh, he said, it's a maisa what happened. We had a few days ago that if you say halach and then afterwards a maisa happened, we trust you. If a maisa happens and then you say halach, no matter who you are, we don't trust you. You're the gabe dover. So the hasis. Abai got him and said, don't trust him because he's the gabe dover. That's why he's cutting up these stories. So he said back, what are you talking about? So Rav Ika Barabin said, Otu didi, he, am I saying in my own halacha? The Chananel here. Chananel lived, you know, I said him on the Chananel. Abai didn't trust him. Ozil Shailu Rav Chananel. Abai had a lot of time in his hands. He went and he saw Rav Chananel Chananel and he asked him, Rav Chananel. Amalu, Rav Chananel said, he's right. Hachi Amar Rav. Rav Taka said it. Chauzain and Nivanet. Harek Geilil Yuchsin. These places are considered like bubble for Yuchsin, and he's 100% right. Upliga Rav Abba Bar Kahana. This argues Rav Abba Bar Kahana. Why? Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana. Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, my dechsiv, that which it says in Pasuk, that I'm Melech Asher and dispersed the Yidden throughout the different countries, and he says in Pasuk, "Vayadchem," and he sent them to Bachlach, Uvechover, Nahar Goizen, Vaore Modoi. And Ababa said, "What are these places? Where are these places? We don't even recognize these names." So Ababa said, "They're all euphemisms for other cities." He said the following: he said, "This place called Cholach Zu Chalzen. That's that river Chalzen. This place called Chover Zu Hadayim." This place called Nahar Goizen Zu Ginzik, and this place called Orimodoi Zu Chamdan Vechaber says Chamdan and all of his neighbors. But Amnil, another says Nahavad Vechaber says Nahavad and all of his suburbs. My Vechaber says Omar Shmuel. What suburbs? Shmuel says Krach Moishchi Chuski Veromki. And we had Moishchi yesterday that it was no good. Omar Rav Yechon Vekulam Lepasel. All of these places are you're not allowed to be wide because since the Aseret HaShvatim ended up in these cities, and what do we know about Aseret HaShvatim? We'll have a machlekes later. But what do we know about Aseret HaShvatim? Sanhedrin. What do we know about Aseret HaShvatim? That they all intermarried. So it means they're all Pasel. And one of the places Pasel is this Nahar Vehesus, Nahar Ginzen. And Nehavnad. Chalzon is Pasel. Nehavnad is Pasel. So what do you know about Chananel? Saying that is good. So the Gemara is like, rest of us, the Gemara is like, Chalk, that right now we thought, oh, that Mushki, Hainu Mushkini, and we learned yesterday, Mushki is not, remember we said that Meishon that talks the language of Mushkini is no good. You're telling me Mushki is no good. We learned yesterday, Mushki is good, Mushki is like bubble. El mushki luchud and mushki luchud. Mushki is separate and mushki is separate. So we have a machlekes whether these cities are kosher or not kosher. Between Chananel beChananel named Rab who said that it's kosher and the other one who said the Baba Bakano who said that this is where the Aseret Shvatim ended up and they're no good. Oh, that's right. Mushki, that's very good. Okay. Daniel had his dream, and in this dream he had four different kingdoms that were going to eventually oppress the Eden, and they looked like different animals. So it says there, Betlas Eloyim, he said it had over there a number of leaves, Bepum in its mouth, Benshina. It's in its mouth, sticking out between its teeth. In its mouth means that it was completely absorbed, and sticking out between the teeth means that there was sticking that wasn't completely absorbed. So he said, this is referring to Chalzin and Hadayiv and Netzivim. These cities called Chalzin and Dayiv and Netzivim. Shepa'amim ba'lasin upa'amim ba'otasin. Sometimes it has complete control of it, so that's inside the mouth, and sometimes it's protruding from the teeth, because they don't have full control over it. Says the Pasuk, he's talking about the dream in Ba'aru, when he saw Cheva, Acharei Tinyana, the second country that's going to take over the Eden. The Me'el Adoi will look like a bear. What do you mean look like a bear? Which nation is this? Father Rabbi Yisrael, Elu Parsim, these are the Parsim, Sha'oichin V'Shaisin Kedoi, they eat and they drink like a bear. I'm not sure exactly what you mean like a bear. How's a bear different than all other animals in eating and drinking? Garbage. So that's when you pass him hibernate. We'll be happy with them.
Maybe like a bear, it rips things to pieces.
Only a bear? I mean, that's a lion, though. That's what all these animals are prey. I'm not sure what exactly the analogy to a bear is. Right. We had a Tosin Avodah Zorah right in the beginning. If you remember that a bear is the most powerful animal, more powerful than a lion, much more powerful than a lion. And Tosin, said, but even so, the lion is the king. But the bear is much more powerful, but it's not controllable. No, Tosin in the beginning of Avodah Zorah. Gimel and Beis, I think, right in the beginning of Avodah Zorah. Anyhow, eat like a bear. And back to the Gemara, Umigadlin Sarkadei, they have lots of hair, like a bear. I was talking to my son Thursday night before Shabbos, his time Thursday night, and while we were talking, a massive bear came right in front of his house. And when a bear stands up, he lives in the Pocono Mountains. There's a yeshiva there, what? Pennsylvania. There's a yeshiva in the mountains. There's a new law that the bear is a protected species, so you're not allowed to. Yeah, North America. Grizzly is dangerous.
Aren't exactly.
We had a few years ago a Yiddish kid was taken by a bear. Yeah. Anyway, you now touch them. They eat garbage. No, they don't do anything. The only thing they tell you is keep the garbage inside your house. That's what they want, garbage.
He was in a camp there, and there was a massive bear with cubs, and they get very aggressive.
Oh, that's when they're dangerous. When they have cubs, they're very protective.
So they're all rummaging through the garbage, and the kids had to be locked into the bunk rooms and had to call the police, and the police did nothing. They came along, and they made some noises to try and scare it away, and that was it.
They have a rifle in case they need it. They were right, and the Eilem Menucha bears are restless. They can't sit still. You can't sit still. So these parsim are the same thing. Think about it. Rabami, Kabichozi parsim, the Rochim, so a parsim who riding on an animal. Amar, Haina Dubenaida, here's a moving bear. I'm not sure what he adds over here. Daniel already said they're like a bear. I guess it's just to prove the parsim with bears. Amar, Rebbe Lelevi. Rebbe said to his Talmud Levi, Hareini parsim, and it's so, show me one of these parsim. Levi was an artist. Rashi says here that Levi was not so much an artist in painting, but he knew how to draw, he knew how to articulate. You knew how to articulate in such a way that you felt that it was mamish happening right in front of your eyes.
Famous for breaking his back.
No, his knee, his thumb. Yeah. That's right. You ever read the Friedrich Rebbe Sichas, how he describes when he tells a story, how it's so descriptive, it's so, you know, it's just unbelievable talent. Yeah. Exactly. Amalei said, "Daimim lechayolish of Beis David, they're mighty and powerful, like the soldiers of David Amalech. Hareini chavedin, show me the other nation." If you remember, we had a toast in the Gittin that the Chachamim were more scared of the chavedim. They were the most ruthless, vicious barbarians that were there, and they had a candle. They made a law: you don't have any candles. Remember, we had it in Gittin there, or in Shabbos, in Lund. Yeah. He said, "Hareini chavedin." So he told him, "Doimi le malachi chabola." They are compared like these destructive malachim. Okay, Hareini Yishmaelim, show me an Arab. He said, "You know what the Arabs look like? Doimin liseidim shel beis hakisei," which literally means goats, but the demons hang around the toilets. And Rashi says, why the demons? Because they're dressed in black. So in the olden days, today they were dressed in the white garbs.
Depends on the minik.
Oh, like the Bedouins, the Sudanese. Sunni, they dress in black.
The ones on the Arabian Peninsula, no?
Sorry, the Shia, the
Persians
and so on, they
dress
in black.
No, but he was like,
yeah, but they didn't have any Muslims in those days, in times of Gemara.
This is not Parsi. Parsi is different. Whatever, they're all mixed up.
Then he said to him, "Hareini tamid chachamim shebebabel. Doimim lemalachi ashor," like malachim.
Who is answering the question?
Levi. Now, what I don't understand about this Gemara is, if you remember, we had, and Rashi bring it, because the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda, when he came Shabbos, he put on tzitzis, we had a Gemara Shabbos, I don't understand this Gemara. That Rabbi Yehuda lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim dressed in white. In Bavel, the Gemara clearly says on Shabbos that the Chacham used to wear colored clothing. Not white. And Rebbe asked him, "Tell me about the Chacham in Bavel." They were not doing Malachi Asharis. That's his only Chacham. Does he say anything over there?
Rashi says here.
Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. That was at Yisrael. Clearly, Gemara said on Shabbos that the Chachamim in Bavel did not wear white clothes. They wore Megadim Mitsuyonim and Soivim. Tzuin. What? Rashi quotes Rabbi Yehuda. He was a Tana. Tana was at Yisrael. They throw away white and the chuzah. They were just from the bottom. In bubble. I don't know. Is there anything there? Too much Shabbos. It's Daf Shabbos. Chukuf Chabez. I mean, that's what Gemara says. Chukuf Chabez. Yeah, I understand. But he doesn't say what I asked. Okay. Be interested to know why. What Gemara is saying there. Think about it. When Rebbe passed away, right before he passed away, he said the Vias, he said the following. Amar, he said, "Humanya ikeb Bavel." There's a city called Humanya in Bavel. Kula amanoihi. They're all from Amman, so the males are forbidden. The females are permitted, but the males are forbidden. Mizgarya ikeb Bavel. There's a city called Mizgarya in Bavel. Kula the. And so we had a long tases because we had Binyamin and Hamitzri. You remember we had tases here and tases in Brachas. Because Binyamin and Hamitzri was a Talmud of Akiva. And yeah, he waited and they said to him, "What do you have to wait for?" Because this. So the tases makes either as a machlekes, not everyone agrees it's a cheder biblical element, or that Mitzrayim might have been different than all other nations. So anyway, I know. Here's so what I'm saying. If you learn that they're arguing, tases brings one day that Binyamin and Hamitzri argues with the. The other one who said that's a cheder biblical
columnist.
He lost by Yerushalayim. He beat everybody.
That's what I'm saying. He went to fight Mitzrayim on his way through Eretz Yisrael. He had them in Mapola.
Yeah, so but it seems like he beat everybody. Maybe that's what Binyamin Mitzri held that he didn't. Then he continued on. Ike bebovel shrei achim. I want you to know. Kula demazedo yazeda. Biyarka Ika Bebavel. There's a place called Birka Biyarka. Shnei Achim Yesh. There are two brothers in that city. Shemachlifin the Shasein Zelazeh. They're so close to each other, they share their wives. So obviously the kids were Mamzadim. Berta the Satya Ika Bebavel. There's a place called Berta the Satya. Satya means went astray. You'll soon see why the whole city went astray. Hayoim Soru Meachre Amokim. Today, they all became fry. What's going on here? interesting. The Akvid, two things happening. The Akvid paid a bekibir b'shabata. One Shabbos, suddenly there's a swarming with fish like never before, floating on top of the water. It was so easy to catch them. V'todabu b'shabata, they couldn't contain themselves, so they all went, took the nets, and they went ahead and caught the fish, which is awesome hateda. So what happened? V'shamtine rab achi b'rab yeshe, rab achi b'rab yeshe, put them all in chedim. M'chal Shabbos b'fer hesye. The next thing they did was v'yishtamid. They all shmatzich. So it's when you're learning a mother, that means Rabbi Acher Reisha they handled it wrong. You put them all in chedim and cause them all to shmatzik. Shmatzik is a lot worse than being mechal Shabbos for Hesia.
But it's interesting that as he's lying on his deathbed, Rabbi, this is what he has to warn people about. Is where is he
living? Yeah, and though he had ksuvus, we had to. That's in ksuvus. So this is the that was the positive side. Hey, I'm not sure if I can remember. I'm just wondering whether the Gemara is approves of Achi and Rabbi Eishi's thing that he, or did he, you know, put him all, you know, in Chedim. Shamtina is a strong thing. Anyway, Akro Dagmi Gemara. There's another place called Akro Dagma. Adze Bar Abba Yeshba. There's a man called Abba Bar Abba. Hayoim Yoisha Bechekik. From who? From the Rashash. That. And?
Here they caught the fish on Shabbos. He said, Hayoim.
Oh, hi, okay, but it doesn't mean this is the last day of his life. The last days of his life. It doesn't say Yom Achron. Kevinichanavshik, give me a month before he passed away. Yeah. A week. By Moshe Ben Shalhayim, you know, but that's about it. Anyway.
Is this the famous Rabbah?
Oh, 1 second. Hayyim, today, Yoishi, you've seen him in. Hayyim, today, Yoishi Bechekish Shal Avram. Today, he's sitting in Avram's bosom. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, Taf Rashi. Hayyim, Yoishi Bechekish Shal Avram. Yes, I mean, Meis Hayyim. What do you mean? He's in Gan Eden now sitting with Avram. Because he passed away today. That means Abba Abba was actually a Tana. If he passed away the same day as Abin HaKadosh, he couldn't have been an Amayda, he must have been a Tana. But neither, or maybe he couldn't have shot, the Avinu the Bris Mila. He was an Amayda. Today he joined. Avram was whatever he sat on, and over there on his lap, because he had a Bris Mila. Wouldn't you have used the expression Bechekir Shel Elyo? Because Elyo is the one who sits Kisir Shel Elyo.
Is
it about
the Bible? Avram's thigh is the light reference, I think. How did Avram make a shvuah?
Okay, you know, fair enough, okay. Sheherich Yomim Harbe. Now, if Adam Rab was born, he says, when Rabbi Yudah Anossi passed away, it comes out, Sheherich Yomim Harbe, Meshemeis Rebbe Adoyrus Acharonim Ramei Rab Nachman Yitzchak. He lived in the time of Nachman Yitzchak, which is one generation before Rabashi. Or, the next to the last generation. I mean, Barbasi lives a very long time. Taisa doesn't like that, and he concludes, Achri Pirish the Shnei Rab Adam Rab Havi. Two Rab Adam Rab Havi. Okay. You have if you ever look in the back of the Lubavitcher Marks, there's this thing called Shara Koil. And the Shara Koil brings a lot of Zoyas. There's one piece from the Zoya brings it that Rav lived 400 years. Because there's parts added on, we know that. So Rav lived 400 years. So Rav passed away before Shmuel. That means that Rav was way older than Rabbi Yudah Anossi, and Rav would have been around from. Exactly. So how does that work? So he would have seen every Tana practically from the beginning of time. Then you want to bite. And then Rashi told us in Gittin that Rav was either the lowest level Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Anossi or somewhere he was mediocre. Remember that Rashi, which you couldn't believe? Rav was down the bottom. 400 years of learning, he still didn't make it to the middle. If you learn a Rav was 400 years, and we know he passed away before Shmuel because the Talmidim of Rav left and we all joined Shmuel. So, the lowest of the. Yeah, and the Kesem Mishnah has a big problem with that. He should become the Nos, the leader, not the Nos, he's the Reish Yeshiva. Anyway, what are you talking about? Today, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amoide, who always says the name of Rav, the name of Shmuel, he was born in Babel today. We learned. Very interesting Gemara. Remember, Kishemeis Rabbi Akiva Neilad Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva's Talmud of Shimon Chai, who's Talmud of Shimon Elazar, who's the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So Rabbi Yehuda Lezer is born the day that Rabbi Akiva passed away. Kishamei said, Rabbi Noilid Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi passed away, Rabbi Yehuda was born. Kishamei said, Rabbi Yehuda Noilid Rabbi. So Rabbi was born three generations, because after Rabbi Yehuda there was Rabbi and Rabbi Chizda. Not Rabbi Chizda, there was Rabbi Huna. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Rava was born when Rebbe passed away, and Kishameis Rava Noila Ravashi. So whenever you see the Gemara of Ashi arguing with Rava, you know that obviously he wasn't arguing directly with Rava. The day that Rava was born, Rav Ashi was the day Rava passed away, Rav Ashi was born. Lamdach, she'ein tzadik niftum in oilam atche nivra tzadik kamoisen. It has to be someone equal. Shemar says, and doesn't mean in full, he was just born. Said the Zorach Hashem, the sun shines and the sun set. Doesn't the sun set before it shines? But the way we work, Laila v'Yoyim, actually, Kofsa Shem Shalei v'Zorach Hashem Shalosh Mo'ar Masi. Shemar says v'Neidol Kim Terem Yichbe. Even before it's extinguished. Others say that Avashi was born before Rava passed away, not as when Rava passed away. You know what? Ushmul Shaykh. Oh, v'Neidol Kim by Eli over there. It says v'Neidol Kim Yichab. Before it got extinguished, Shmuel Shreiche Behechal Hashem, Shmuel was over there. But over there he was right 2 years old. So it wasn't like he was born then. But okay, he's still a youngster. So the Bible says, right, Tziva Hashem Yaakov, David just said to Yaakov, Tziva of Tzad of all his enemies will surround him. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ki goin humanya lefum nara, like humanya, the place near Fum Nara. That they're always around the Eden, even when they're in Golis, not only at Israel, we had Ammon and Moab around Eden. Even when they're in Golis, we have these nations who hate us.
The river surrounds this area, this place called Humanya.
Yeah, no, because the Gemara will say that the people in Humanya were actually all from Ammon. We had before. That Humanya, what did we say before in the Gemara? That Humanya were all Ammonim. So these same Ammonim that oppressed you in Israel and you ran away, you thought you'll have some peace and quiet, they came after you and they, some Chedav chased them, and they ended up being in Humanya, which is right by Pum Narda, which is right in the beginning of Babel, where all the Eden lived. Like all, you go to all the Frum neighborhoods, the Muslims have to move into the right next to the Frum neighborhoods. Where is it? Take like Vahi, and it happened. Kinvoyi, when he was saying the V's, Upalatyo ben bno meis. The Platyo passed away. Cheskel saying, Platyo ben Benoit passed away. But Epel alpona, I fell on my face. But Ezek and scream, Koil God, I gave a scream. But Oimer said, Aha, Oivei. Hashem Elokim, what did you do? Yeah, so he, that's how it happened, and he screamed at the Eivish, Ahoy, what did you do? Now, does that mean that he missed Palto? Does that mean that he missed Platyo ben Benoit? He's a great tzaddik or what? He's a machlek, Zav Shmuel. Chad Ramal Teva, there was a big tzaddik. Chad Ramal was a bad person. Man, Ramal Teva, what was the story? Kihadi, standard of the Meshon, the head officer of Meshon, governor of Meshon, Chasnei Nebuchadnezzar, he was a son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. Sholachle, he sent a message to his father-in-law, Mekula Hai Shavir Dai Sisalach, from all these captives that you have, hundreds of thousands of Yiddish captives, they're smart and everything else. Loicha Dartalon, the Kaila Kamon, you didn't send me one of the Yiddish advisor, consultant? Boilish, do let me throw. So Nebuchadnezzar wanted to send them a few Yiddish captives, which would have been even worse than being captive for Nebuchadnezzar. This is some Zaytikishtatli being slave to a slave. Amale Platyo ben Benoit, he said to Nebuchadnezzar, Anan de Chashbinan, you guys think that Jews are special. Nekem Kamach, you're the one who's special. He massages ego. We should be with you. Hach, but Abdin is awesome. Give you your low second class Avadim, send them to your son in law. Amanavi Misha also told you before he did such a favor to Eden that they remained with Nebuchadnezzar rather than going to this other person, his son-in-law. Yomuz bechatzi yomuv, he should die midway. He came to Eivish, ahoy, what's going on over here? Aha, how can this be? Man dom l'ra, the one who said that faket that he was a rasha. It says why would he think he's a rasha? Because says in the pasuk two psukim, says in one pasuk that I had this vision. But tovi yaisa shabbos they brought me into the gate of the b'shem hakad meini. They're mizrach zant ha'poyne gidema that's facing in the east. The hini b'pesach shabbos what I see the base of mikdash esim v'chamishi 25 people and who were they? I saw but amongst them the b'teichem mesiyos no ben ezer best platyo ben benoyah. I saw platyo amongst 25 people. So what's wrong? This is a vision he had. Sariam, these were ministers. These were big shots. Uksiv, and another pasuk, and many prokem later, it says And we're gonna say the two psukim are talking about the same event, even though it's 7 or 8 prokim later, because it talks again about 25 people. It says, "Vayavu Yisrael chatzar beis Hashem, but he brought me inside. Vini pesach echal Hashem bein ulam bein mizbech, and the opening of the beis hamikdash is between the ulam and the mizbech. Ke'esim v'chamisha each, like 20 people, achoreim el hechal Hashem. The behinds were facing the hechu, upneim kedma." And their faces were facing east.
L'cheide. Is that the same thing? The Gemara talks about
that they're different to their... Yeah, the exact same thing. When Masha had, you know, Shemar says, with Masha, in a sense, it says, the Panayim Kedem, or any Yidesh Acharein Kod Ma'ayda, what does it spell it out for? If they're facing east, obviously the backs are facing west. Ma'atam Ulaim, Achoreim El Hechel Hashem, Melamed Jehoi, Ma'fri in Atzman. They deliberately put the Achoreim there. This is what we had in Sukkah. Ma'fri in Atzman, U'matriz in Atzman, Klab B'mayla. Exactly. And since the 25 people, probably that he was Platyo was among those 25 people. So Misha Osa Roha Yisrael Yomuz Amitosa, great. Good Abish there, good on you for getting rid of some people like that. And the other Amid obviously will hold that that's not the same person. It's a different story. Somebody pluck him later. And Platyo was a big tzaddik. This time, the Shmuel will conclude. The Shmuel is going to say that he was a Rosh. Mushkani harei kigayil yuchsi. We said before that Mushkani is considered like Bavel. Mishan lechashulam. In the city of Mishan, we weren't concerned at all. Loi mishum avdus v'loi mishum mamzedes. We weren't worried about any avadim that blended in or any mamzedim. What were we worried about was the koinim shahoyu ba leikpidu ala grushes. We were about halalim there because the koinim that were there were not makpid on grushes. So the only thing that you had to check out for, you didn't have to check out for a mamzed, you didn't have to check out for a nevid. The only thing you had to check out for was halalim. That's it. So what is he from here? He said that the Noah Vodim sent a Mation, which means he doesn't believe in the story that Platyo say that Platyo saved or anything else. Noah Vodim was sent in, not the low life, not even Noah Vodim was sent there at all. So therefore he doesn't believe in the first medish, and therefore he must hold that Platyo was a Russian. Talking about Eloi, no. Hey, Malach, I can tell you, Shmuel Amal Toivah, Shmuel the Tzaddik, and Avodim were sent there, but Shmuel Tameh, Shmuel is because of the view, Domar, Hamafkid Adlis Lechedes. If you make it Eved Hefkid, he's automatically he's no longer an Eved. They ain't trying to get Shikh, you don't need to get Shikh. Whatever it says, call Eved each, Miklas Kesef, Eved each, Levid each. And the Eved of a woman does not have to have an Eved. And also the, you know, Milama Kebes by Karm Pesach does make it Isha Isha, Ela Eved, she yes, Lady Lushus, Rabbi Olava Eved, that's controlled by his master. Called Eved, and she ain't the rabbi. She's all of ain't the called Eved. Is not called an Eved. And since these people over here that were stolen from their masters and given to the son-in-law, according to Shmuel, they were Navadim. So if I don't have to worry about, I know that he saved the Yidden. He's a big tzaddik. He saved the Yidden from going. But Avadim is not an issue because they were all hefker anyway. So therefore, you don't need to get, and you didn't have to worry about Avdus. I'm gonna have Yehuda Shmuel. Everything we learned till now is Zud Divrei Meir. Very hard to understand this Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Here, this is Amir, but I'll tell you a second. The Chachamim say, "Kol arotzes becheskes kashas heimayim." You don't have to check anybody out. We tell them, we learn that the whole world is as Israel, Israel. He says, "You don't check anybody out. Everything's permitted." And the problem is, who was the one who said that kol arotzes is Israel, Gabe, Israel? It's Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Look at the Ein Aleph Amar Aleph, 7 lines at the top. And now he's saying that this matter halachas, there's only a mayor, but we hold, the chacham hold, that don't check anybody out. Every yid has a cheskas kashas. And yeah, not sure. Talking about baita. Amei ma. Many years later, shorter leil Rav Huna bar Nosson. He allowed Rav Huna bar Nosson. Le mintsev itza mechuzaisa to marry a woman mechuzaisa, and mechuzah is not inside those boundaries that we learned before. Even though mechuzah is not far from these places, but outside of the boundaries, behind the green line, and still he didn't check him out. Omele Rabashi, so Rabashi turned to Amir. My dad, what do you think? It seems like you're following the opinion that says that you don't have to check an Eden out. Rav Kahana didn't learn this way. They did check out. Nevertheless, I know Rabashi quoted all these names. Amema refused to accept it, even though Rab Zvid said this as well, he didn't accept it. Mishum de Shmilem Rab Zvid, you hear from another Rab Zvid from the Doi, that but this is only Dudas Ameir, Chacham disagree totally.
If they, if,
already at this later stage of the Amoraim,
yeah,
they still had
an argument,
a Masoor or whatever it was, which places are yeah, okay, which places not, which are problematic.
No, they walk.
And why did yesterday's Gemara of Yehuda Rabbi said, I have a problem, I can't find anybody with Yichas?
No, I don't.
So where is it you're leaving Dayam Yichasim?
Yeah, but he didn't trust it.
He didn't trust his own thing.
Yeah. Well, Ulu put him in his place straight away. What makes you so pompous that you think you're better superior to everybody else? Tell him I'm glad. We learn now, interesting machlekes. Mamzede unesini tohedim lasid lavidya b'yasi, that mamzedim unesinim will be, when Mashiach will come, they will all become toir. What exactly does that mean, all become toyed? But it means that any family that got mixed in, they'll become mutter. So in fact, the Tesis on the side over here, which is Tesis Yazakin, when we learned a few days ago that, you know, that the Kesem time I'm Zaydim and that they will come toyed, he says, so he brings down Pidush, that they hold, that like Rabbi Yasi, that La'asid Lovi, the father Tana, that they're toyed. So it's not a problem. Back to Gemara, Rabbi Yehi says, Rabbi Yehi says, "All be toyed." Rabbi Yehi says, "Ain't toyed." Amla Rabbi Yehi, but look, Varnem, it says, "There's a rakti alechem ma'im toyed in v'tihartim." What do you mean, "mitayu"? You're thinking for tumah. Tumah, I'm mitayu. I'll expunge all these things. I'm saying all that. Amla Meir Kishuayim. Let me ask. It says, "Mikol tumah seichin kol alechem." But Loim says, "It's the finish of the pasuk. What is going to be zaydik alechem?" He says in the pasuk that he's going to. He says the pasuk, "V'tihartim mikol tumah seichin mikol alechem v'tayeschem." So what do you tell me, Maisa Mamzadis? Don't do Mamzadis. Rabbi Yitzchak Shoyim, when he said the end again, a tayed eschem, he already said, tahartim ekol tum esechem ekol gul alechem. What do you have to add the words of a tayed eschem? It's another tayed, a second tayed coming along. What's that? Aviyoyim ra'apin Mamzadis, coming also to clean you from Mamzadis. Bishloim ra'meir, according to Meir Hainich Siv, it says the Pasik, that v'yoshev Mamzah ba'ashdoid, it'll be a Mamzah sitting in Ashdoid, because it will still be Mamzadim in the future. Fine. Ella Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yasi, my the Yoshim Mamzer Ba'ashdoid said the Chol Bitoy. Sounds like from the Gemara is learning that Mamzerim not only mixed in families, but Chol Mamzer Bitoy. This is mixed in families, the Gemara could have answered. We're talking about no real Mamzerim. So we answer, okay, the Metargim Rabbi Yasi, Metargim Yosven Beis Yisrael. The Eden will say, no, Mamzerim over here, it doesn't mean that they're Mamzerim. It means like an outcast. The Yosef Mamze, was it? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, basically, saw the Reichza and the Eden will sit over there, the Reichza and Bareyan, the Habidom Bolu Nuchroyan. They're like strangers over there, like a Mamze is an outcast. So the Eden will live there, but they'll be like outcasts. So the Luchayr, even though Ashdod was part of Yisrael, Ashdod, the Eden don't feel like they're living in Yisrael. They'll be like outcasts. This entire Yeshua, because they didn't capture it, even though he said it.
Lived in
Ashdod. Yeah. You know, surprised Bell and Gerard Bell's decided to make she
couldn't
even.
That
Valzalen is Kanach. That's what boys did. I'm going to be a Shmuel, Halacha Kerabi Yasi. He says, Abinem Shmuel, the Halacha Kerabi Yasi will be Matai in the future. If it wouldn't have been for that, Habi Osi Elio, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that he passed and they all tried, Elio would come, Mapik Minon, he would take out from them, Tzivarni Kulor, he would find all the Mamzadim and separate them and segregate them from the rest of the people. And so to make sure that it's all right. Geir Machleke, we had before as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Geir Noisim Mamzed. We pass on the Geir is a lot of Mariam Mamzedes, because we'll see it says five kinds of word Kol, and therefore a Geir who's not a member of the Kol is allowed to marry a Mamzedes, because this is Loyavi Makal Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Geir Loisim Mamzedes. He holds his five times Kol, but we need for other things. And a Geir is not allowed to marry a Mamzedes. Echad Geir. Echad chech, there's five guys I'm called. Echad geir, echad echad meshuchrer, the cholol mutari. Because now he says a geir, an evan meshuchrer, and a chol are all mutar bekehenes. All these dinim we have by koyin is by koyin, but not by kehenes. My time with Rabbi Yosi. Why did Rabbi Yosi hold that a geir is allowed to marry a mamzeres? L'chayda it says the pasuk layovi b'kal Hashem, because chamisha kohol eksiv. It says five times the word kol. It says layovi mamzer kal Hashem, layovi loy b'kal, then layovi amayni moyvi b'kal, layovi in loy b'kal. And then it says Dorshishi Yovelam Bekol. So it says five times a call. So therefore, what do you need five? Chad Lekoinim. wanted to tell you that one that a mamzer cannot marry a kohen. Bechad Levim wanted to tell you that a mamzer cannot marry a Levim. Bechad Yisrael wanted to tell you that a mamzer cannot marry Yisrael. Bechad lemishrei mamzer b'shtuki that a mamzer is allowed to marry a shtuki because a shtuki is a suffering mamzer and a suffering mamzer is not really causing a marry. And bechad lemishrei shtuki b'Yisrael a suffering mamzer is mutter b'Yisrael as well because suffering mamzer vadi amar achmanah we'll see tomorrow later v'loy mamzer suffering. Kahal gedim leikar kahal. So therefore, only a kol is asked, and gedim are not called kol. There's no way that says that gedim are called kol. If a mamzer is allowed to marry a ged, not Yehuda. Koinim levim mechad kol nafka. He says koinim levim. They're both the same tribe. They're both the same shevet. So therefore, they're one kol. We have an extra kol to tell you, teach you what that gedim are kol and a mamzer should marry them. Ayatelay the kol gedim. So we have an extra one for kol gedim. That's one way. Ibai say mahachin nami tray kol ninu. You can argue that koinim levim are two kolim. What's the idea of a mamzer? Mamzer, a shtuki is a suffix mamzer. We don't know who the parents are. Maybe a mamzer, not a mamzer. A suffix mamzer is mutter with a mamzer. It's also mutter with Yisrael. Lo yovi mamzer kalashem mamzer vadei hu de lo yovi. Only a mamzer vadei is aser. A mamzer suffix yovi bekol. Vadei hu de lo yovi. A bekol suffix yovi. And therefore a kol suffix is allowed to come. That's why you're allowed to marry. One more line. My boy said, also, hani nami tre kolin. You can argue that these two dinim are two separate calls. The time of Rabbi Yehuda Mahacha from here. It says in Pasik that Hakol Chuka Achaz Lechem. You have one Chuka Gei Lagor. It says the Pasik Vil Lagel Agor. Is that right? That Gei Hagor is part of the call. And the Mamzer cannot marry. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Chuka Achaz Hivsiki Inyan. Rabbi Yehuda said that Chuka Achaz. It says Hakol Chuka Achaz Lechem. Then it says Lagel Agor. So Lagel Agor is not part of the call. Stop here. Things the Mamzer.